All right, strap in, everyone. We're going deep on LLMs today. Large language models. I mean, you've heard all the hype, right?
Definitely. It's everywhere.
But the thing that's really got everyone buzzing, well, at least me, it's these self-evolving LLMs.
Oh, yeah, it's a whole new ball game.
Like, it feels like just yesterday we were all talking about how amazing regular LLMs were.
Yeah.
And now, boom.
It's like, hold on, what? They can learn on their own now.
And they can keep learning, right?
Yeah.
Even after, like, they're out in the world doing their thing.
Exactly. It's not like the old models, stuck in time. Like with GPT-4, its knowledge is like frozen in 2023.
It's like a time capsule.
Kinda. A really smart time capsule, but yeah, can't learn anything new. But these self-evolving LLMs, well, they're constantly updating themselves, always learning, always getting smarter.
It's kind of wild to think about, you know? Your AI assistant is actually getting smarter every day.
Yeah.
But let's be real for a second. Regular LLMs, they've got some drawbacks.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What's the big one?
Well, the training costs, those are massive. Like, there was a paper that predicted by 2027, the biggest AI training runs could cost over $1 billion.
$1 billion. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy money. And it basically means that only these huge tech companies, the ones with really deep pockets, they're the only ones who can even play in this game.
Yeah, $1 billion is a bit outside my budget.
Mine too.
Yeah.
And that's a problem because it could really stifle innovation,
Right. If only a handful of companies can afford to develop these powerful AI tools, then where does that leave everyone else?
Exactly. So that's where these self-evolving LLMs, they could really change things.
Okay, so tell me, how do they get around this whole money issue?
Well, it's not that they totally get rid of the cost, but they kind of shift it. So the initial training cost for a self-evolving LLM, it might be like 10 to 20% higher than for a regular one.
Okay.
But then the big difference is you don't have to keep retraining them over and over again.
So it's more like a one-time investment.
Sort of, yeah. And that means in the long run, they could actually be a lot cheaper. No more constant upgrades and updates. You just have this one model that keeps learning and growing on its own.
Okay, so you're saying that instead of paying $1 billion every time you need to update the model, you pay maybe like $1.5 billion up front, but then you're good to go.
Exactly. It's a different way of thinking about it. But okay, let's get into the nitty-gritty here. How do these things actually learn and evolve? I mean, how do they go from being like static snapshots to these dynamic learning machines?
Yeah, like spill the
All
beans.
right, so picture this. Each layer of the LLM, it's got this thing called a memory pool.
A memory pool. Interesting.
Yeah, and this pool stores all the important stuff from the model's past interactions, And as the model encounters new information, it updates this memory pool across all its layers. It's like building a giant library of knowledge and experiences.
So it's like as it learns new things, it's adding new books to its library.
Exactly. And that library is constantly growing and evolving.
Okay, that makes sense. But
Yeah.
what's stopping someone from messing with it?
Messing with it.
Yeah, feeding it bad information,
Yeah.
trying to trick it.
Oh, that's a great question. And it's a big one when we talk about responsible AI. But the developers of Writer, one of the first self-evolving LLMs out there, they say they've got things in place to prevent that kind of manipulation. Like, you can't just flood it with fake news and expect it to believe everything,
Well, good. So no more of that King of England nonsense.
Hopefully not. This new generation of LLMs, they're designed to be a lot tougher to trick. You can't just pull one over on them so easily.
That's a relief. But okay, let's be honest here for a minute. This all sounds a bit like, science fiction. Is there any real proof that these things actually get smarter over time? Or is it all just hype?
Well, there's a really interesting case study that shed some light on that.
Oh.
So they tested the self-evolving LLM on a math benchmark. The first time, it only scored about 25%. Not great.
Well, no, not so much.
But get this. By the third time it took the test, its accuracy shot up to almost 75%.
Whoa, that's a pretty big jump.
It is, but here's the catch.
What's the catch?
We don't know for sure if it's actually getting better at reasoning, like a human would, or if it's just remembering the answers from the previous
Oh,
tests.
that's a big difference.
It is. It's the million-dollar question. Because if it's really improving its reasoning skills, then, well, that's a whole other level of AI. We're talking about a potential paradigm shift.
Like, we're talking about AI that can think for itself.
Potentially. Imagine a single AI system constantly learning and evolving, maybe even reaching a level of intelligence we can't even imagine right now.
Okay, now that's getting into some serious sci-fi territory. But before we get too carried away here, what about the downsides? Are there any risks with this technology that we should be thinking about?
Well, yeah, I mean, like with any powerful tool, there are going to be challenges. It's still early days, you know? They're only testing it out with a couple of customers right now, and they've admitted that they're still working out some kinks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one issue they've run into is that sometimes new information, it can actually override the initial safety instructions they programmed in.
So it could, like, go rogue.
Potentially, yeah. And that could lead to some unexpected, maybe even harmful outputs.
Okay, that's a bit concerning. So how are they dealing with that?
Well, one way is by limiting how much new info the LLM can learn at once, kind of like putting it on a diet.
Oh, okay.
And they're also focusing on having it learn from private business data first, instead of just letting it loose on the entire internet.
Yeah, that makes sense. Baby steps.
Exactly. Keep it on a short leash, at least for now.
But zooming out a bit, where does memory and LLMs go from here? What's the big picture?
Well, Mustafa Suleiman, you know, one of the co-founders of DeepMind, he recently said that memory in LLMs is about to be solved. Like, it's right around the corner.
Wow, solved.
Yeah. And we're already seeing some crazy advancements. Like, Microsoft's Copilot, it has access to super up-to-date information. It's like having a research assistant who's read every book and every article ever written.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
But how is that different from a self-evolving model? Is it just about where the information is coming from?
That's where it gets interesting. So, web-based memory, it relies on external sources, right? It's pulling information from the internet.
Yeah.
But a self-evolving model, it actually updates its own internal parameters.
So it's not just remembering stuff, it's actually changing how it understands the world.
Precisely. It's evolving on a much deeper level.
So do you think other big players, like, DeepMind, are they working on similar self-evolving models?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. They've got the resources, they've got the talent. It'd be kind of shocking if they weren't at least exploring this stuff.
It's mind-blowing, really. We're talking in a potential revolution in AI, but, revolutions, they can be messy.
Oh, for sure. There are going to be bumps along the way.
It feels like we're standing on the edge of a whole new world, but we need to be careful. We need to make sure we're ready for what comes next.
Couldn't agree more. It's an exciting time to be alive, but we need to approach it with caution and a lot of thought. It's like we're on the edge of like a whole new era of AI.
Right. And it's amazing,
Yeah.
but kind of scary at the same time.
Totally. And we were talking about those safety concerns before about how new info could mess with the AI safety instructions. That's just one example of why we need like really strong safeguards as this tech keeps developing.
Yeah, we can't just let these AI systems run wild. I mean, it's like giving someone a supercar without, like, any driving lesson.
Exactly. It could be a recipe for disaster. And
Yeah.
that's why responsible development and deployment are so important.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice? How do we make sure these self-evolving LLMs are used ethically and responsibly, obviously?
Well, I think a big part of it is setting up clear guidelines and frameworks, for how they're trained, how they learn, how they interact with the world. It's not just about preventing harm, it's about making sure they're actually used for good.
Right, so it's like we're not just trying to stop them from doing bad things, we're trying to actually guide them towards doing good things.
Exactly. It's like, how do we shape their development so that they're aligned with our values?
Okay, but that brings up another question. How do you define values for an AI? I mean, it's not like programming a simple algorithm, right?
Yeah.
AI is a lot more complex than that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's definitely tricky. But it's something we have to figure out. One way is by focusing on transparency and explainability. Like, we need to be able to understand how these models are making decisions, especially as they get more sophisticated.
So it's kind of like having a window into their thought process.
Kinda. We need that audit trail so we can spot any biases or, any unintended consequences that might pop up.
Okay, so transparency is important. But even if we manage to, like, get the ethics sorted out, aren't there going to be other challenges? Like, what about the impact on society? Could these self-evolving LLMs lead to job losses or make existing inequalities worse? Those are some pretty big concerns.
Those are absolutely valid concerns. And to be honest, those are the kinds of things we need to be thinking about right now. It's not enough to just develop cool technology. We have to make sure that it benefits society as a whole.
So it's a balancing act.
Yeah.
We have to embrace the potential of these self-evolving LLMs while also being really mindful of the risks that come with them.
Exactly. We need to be having open and honest conversations about the future of AI, and those conversations need to involve everyone, not just researchers and developers, but also policymakers, ethicists, and the public.
So it's not just a tech issue, it's a societal issue.
It's both. And it's a philosophical issue, too. I mean, these self-evolving LLMs, they're forcing us to ask some really fundamental questions about ourselves and our place in the world.
Whoa, deep thoughts. Okay, so we've gone from talking about the cost of training models to, like, the meaning of life in just a few minutes. It's amazing how quickly this conversation can go from the technical to, like, the existential.
That's what I love about exploring a topic like this. It's not just about the nuts and bolts. It's about the big picture, you know, the implications, the questions it raises about humanity's future. It's mind-blowing stuff.
It really is. But, okay, let's bring it back down to earth for a minute. I think it's a good time to transition to talking about how these self-evolving LLMs could revolutionize scientific discovery and innovation. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, just imagine AI systems that can analyze massive data sets, identify patterns that we might miss, even come up with solutions to problems we haven't even thought of yet. The possibilities are endless.
It's like giving scientists a superpower. They could accelerate discoveries in medicine, material science, climate change.
Exactly. It could totally transform those fields and so many more. But, you know, there's that saying.
With great power
comes great responsibility, and that definitely applies here. We have to make sure that these AI-driven discoveries are used for good and not for anything harmful.
Right, like we don't want to accidentally create a super virus or something like that.
Exactly. So we need to set up ethical guidelines for how this tech is applied, especially in areas like bioengineering and weapons development.
So it's about finding that balance again, right? Between pushing the boundaries of what's possible and making sure we're not doing more harm than good.
Yep. It's a tightrope walk, but it's one we have to take. And it requires a lot of collaboration. We need scientists, engineers, ethicists, and policymakers all working together to create a framework for responsible innovation.
It's a big task, but I think it's an essential one. We're literally talking about the future here, and AI is going to play a huge role in shaping it. We just have to make sure that it's a future that benefits everyone.
Well said. And I think that's a good point to pause our conversation for now. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the inner workings of these self-evolving LLMs to their potential impact on society, ethics, and even, you know, the future of humanity itself.
It's been a wild ride, that's for sure. But it's clear that this is just the beginning of the conversation. There's so much more to explore, so much more to learn.
Absolutely. This is a journey we're all on together, and it's only just getting started.
Wow. So this deep dive into self-evolving LLMs, it's been a wild ride. We've gone from, like, the technical nitty-gritty to, like, full-on philosophical debates. It's crazy to think we've only just scratched the surface, really.
I know, right? And that's what I love about this whole field. It just feels like there's so much more to discover. Like, we're standing on the edge of something truly huge.
Yeah, the potential impact of this technology, it's mind-boggling. We're not just talking about, like, a new gadget or app. This is about a fundamental shift in, well, everything. How we learn, how we work, how we interact with tech, even how we think.
It really is a game changer. These models, they're not just tools, you know? They're systems that could totally reshape our whole relationship with knowledge and intelligence. Imagine a world where everyone has access to personalized education, where healthcare is super accurate and tailored to each person, where AI is actually helping us be more creative.
It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it's happening now.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've talked about this before. With great power comes great responsibility. How do we make sure we're using this power for good?
Yeah.
For a better future, you know?
That's the big question, isn't it? I think it starts with, like, building a culture of responsible innovation. We need to be having open and honest conversations about the potential benefits and risks of AI. And that means everyone needs to be involved, not just the experts.
So it's about making sure everyone has a voice. Everyone gets a say in how this technology is developed and used.
Exactly. But how do we actually do that? I mean, how do you make sure everyone feels included in this conversation?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Well, I think education and awareness are key. We need to give people the knowledge and the critical thinking skills they need to navigate this, you know, this increasingly complex world of tech.
So it's not just about teaching people how to use AI. It's about helping them understand it, like what it can do, what it can't do, and how it might affect their lives.
Exactly. It's about empowering people to make informed decisions about the role of AI in their lives and in society.
You know, throughout this whole conversation, what's really hit home for me is that this isn't just about technology. It's about humanity. It's about figuring out what it means to be human in a world where AI is becoming more and more powerful and sophisticated.
You got it. This goes way beyond the bits and bytes. It's about who we are, what we value, and what kind of future we want to create together.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this incredible deep dive into the world of self-evolving LLMs. I can't thank you enough for sharing your insights with us today. It's been a truly fascinating journey.
The pleasure was all mine. It's been great exploring these ideas with you and her listeners. And remember, this is just the beginning.
Exactly. To all our listeners out there, we hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity and got you thinking about the future of AI. Because the future is in our hands. It's up to all of us to shape it responsibly and ethically. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep learning.